在上一节我们跟弟兄姐妹谈到主耶稣为什么能够宣告他能够让人得着心里的安息。
In the last session, we explained how Jesus is able to proclaim that to find rest for your souls.
因为主耶稣自己先经历了。
Because Jesus experienced it himself first.
主耶稣也先得着了。
And Jesus has received that rest already.
所以他能够给我们来得着这个心里头的安息。
And so that is why he can help us to receive the rest for our souls.
那怎么得着？
And so how do you go about receiving this rest?
我们来看马太的十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
28-30节。
Verse 28-30.
28, 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息。29。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们必心里就必得享安息。30节。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。在这里主耶稣告诉我们得享心里安息的方法。
So here Jesus describes the way to receive rest in our souls.
那第一个就是要到主这里来。
The first is to go to the Lord.
也就是到神那边，到神的面前来。
Which is to come before the face of God.
那到神的面前来有什么样的条件？
And so what does it take to be able to come before God?
才能够得着心里头的安息。
So that we can receive rest in our souls.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrew.
希伯来书请看是一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
六节，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。在这里说到神面前来的人必须有信心。
And so here says that for he who comes to God must believe and have faith.
要相信有神，要相信神会赏赐那些寻求他的人。
He must believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seeks him.
这基督教的信仰称作是本于信以至于信的信仰。
And so the Christian faith is by faith through grace.
什么叫做本于信以至于信？
What does it mean? It is of faith and through faith.
就是我们的信仰是建立在相信的基础上面。
Meaning that our faith is based on our belief.
然后进一步的追求达到这个信心的完全的地步。
And through pursuit, we have reached a perfection in our pursuit of faith.
这个叫做本于信与至于信。
And so this is what it means to be done by faith and through faith.
也许我们朋友们会说，这个到底在讲什么？
And our friends may be wondering what is he talking about.
其实我们大家日常生活经常是本于信的。
Actually, in our daily lives, we often do things by faith.
比如说你用的信用卡。
For example, you use a credit card.
信用卡就是建立在说我相信你的基础上让你先刷卡东西先拿去用。
The credit card system is built on the fact that I trust you so that you can take the credit and use it.
我不怀疑你，我相信你一定会 pay 你相信你一定会把账单这个把钱寄给我。
I have no doubt that you will pay the money back.
那还有比如说我们把钱存到银行里头。
And also we deposit our money in the bank.
你怎么那么样相信把白花花的银子就给了人家。
So how are you so trusting that you put the hard-earned money that you made into to someone else?
因为你相信你这个钱已经存在他那边了，随时都可以拿出来。
Because you have the faith that you can always take the money out at any time you want.
虽然我们不一定晓得说整个信用卡还有银行这个制度啦，还有他们运作的方式。
So even though we may not be very clear on how the whole credit card system or the banking system works,
但因为我们相信。
But because we trust them,
我们就这么做了。
And so that's why we do what we do.
还有你生病的时候到药房买了药。
So if you are sick and you go to the pharmacy to buy some medicine,
啊，就把它吃下去了。
And you swallow the medicine, believing.
哦，那你真的分析过那个药是什么成分吗？
Did you ever analyze the what the contents of that drug is?
哦，不一定啊，我们不一定。不一定哈，这个知道这个药是什么成分呢、啊、
？And we may not necessarily even know what all the ingredients are in that pill.
那你怎么敢吃啊
？Then how? Why are you so bold that you can eat the medicine?
因为我相信，哦，这个医药的这个制度啊。
Because you trust the companies and the regulations.
哦，那如果我们不相信哈、哦，有很多这个黑心的食品哈、哦。
And if we don't believe, there's some
黑心的酱油不是真正大豆去酿的，用头发、用这个皮革去做的。
There's a lot of fake products out there, like soy sauce is not made from soybeans, they're made from other things, fake items.
鸡蛋也不是鸡生的是人造的。
An egg may not be laid by a hen, it's man-made.
哦，那这个你敢吃吗？
If you knew that, would you dare to eat it?
当然我们就不敢吃啊。
Of course, you wouldn't.
所以我们在买东西的时候就会看一看这个是哪边制造的啊。
And so that's why when we buy things, we'll always turn around and see where it's made.
美国当地制造，我们相信它没有问题的。
And we'll believe in products that say that it's made in the USA.
就像这样子我们本于相信的这个基础上，我们来过生活。
And so we built our life around this foundation of trust.
信仰也是一样啊。
And it's true also for our faith.
我们必须要以这个相信来做基础跟出发。
We need to have faith as our basis and the starting point.
不然的话没有交集点啊，没有办法谈信仰。
Otherwise, there's no point of intersection and there's no place to begin to talk about faith.
谈什么啊？我说 A， 你一定说 B； 我说 Yes， 你一定说 No。那这样没有交集啊，根本谈不起来了。
I may say A, you say B, and I say Yes, you say No. There's no point that we intersect that we can start a conversation.
所以来到神的面前来。
And so to come before God.
它的基础就是你必须要相信有一位神存在。
The basis is to believe that He exists.
而且相信这位神会帮助凡向他祈求的人。
And to believe that this God will help those who diligently seek him.
这个就是到神面前来的人。
And so these are those who come before God.
必须要拥有的这个基础。
And this is the basis that these people must have.
所以耶稣说凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来就得安息。
So Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
所以我们到耶稣基督的面前来，我们必须要相信他。
So when we come to the Lord Jesus, we must believe in Him.
相信他会帮助我们。
We trust that He will help us.
那其实，在这个，主耶稣在世上行了很多的神迹奇事。
When Jesus was in the world, he performed many signs and miracles.
有很多都是建立在寻求他的人他们的信心上面的。
And many of these were performed based on the faith of these people.
来看这个马太福音的第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
第九章我们来看二十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 27.
马太的九章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 27。
耶稣从那里往前走，有两个瞎子跟着他，喊叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”二十八节。
28。
耶稣进了房子，瞎子就来到他的跟前。耶稣说：“你们信我能做这事吗？”他们说：“主啊，我们信。”二十九节，耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说：“照着你们的信，给你们成全了吧。”三十节，他们的眼睛就开了。我们读到这里这里说到耶稣行了一个神迹让两个眼瞎的人重见光明。
Here describes a miracle where Jesus healed two blind men.
那这两个人到了耶稣面前来。
These two men came to Jesus.
怎么得到帮助的？
How were they able to receive his help?
借着他们的相信啊。
It was through their faith.
耶稣问他们说你们相信我能做这个事情吗？
Jesus asked them, do you believe that I am able to do this?
我能够让你们重新看见吗？
That I'm able to renew your sight.
他们说我们相信啊。
They said, yes, I believe in you.
这个到底真的还是假的？
Were they speaking from their heart?
客套话。
Or were they just being polite?
哎，如果是客套话的话，就没有办法得医治了。
If they were simply just being polite, then they may not have received healing.
耶稣说，照着你们的信心给你成就。
Because Jesus says, according to your faith, let it be to you.
啊，如果他信心一半，可能就只有一只眼看到了。
If they only have half faith, then maybe only one eye would be healed.
是他们有百分之百的相信啊。
But they had 100% of faith and belief.
百分之百得医治了。
And so they were healed 100%.
这个耶稣有一次，他跟他的门徒还有他的母亲去参加一个结婚的喜宴。
One time Jesus along with his disciples attended and his mother attended a wedding.
那这个可能是他们的亲戚吧。
And perhaps it was a relative of theirs.
那耶稣的妈妈就这个亲戚有喜事她就去帮忙。
And so the mother, Jesus' mother, since it's a relative's wedding, tried to help.
这个亲戚他宴客用的酒已经喝完了。
And this relative, they had already used up all the wine they prepared for the wedding.
那犹太人他们的当时的婚礼不是一个一天请客就算了，他们是要一个礼拜。
And Jewish weddings don't only last a day, they can sometimes last a week.
好像吃buffet一样all you can eat, all you can drink.
It's like going to a buffet, it's all you can eat, all you can drink.
那当然这个酒就不够了。
And so of course, the wine ran out.
那我们会想说赶快到 Costco 去买。
And you may think, quick, someone go to Costco.
但当时没有 Costco 啊。
But too bad there's no Costco at the time.
当时他们为了这个喜宴可能好几年前就开始酿酒了。
For this wedding, maybe they have started to make and brew the wine years in advance.
那没想到还是不够用
But little did they know it was still not enough.
一场让人家没有办法不醉不归的这个喜宴总是有它美中不足的地方。
And so a wedding where the guests can't have their hearts filled to their full content is an imperfect one.
所以耶稣的这个母亲玛利亚就跑来跟耶稣讲说他们没有酒啦。
And so the mother of Jesus came to Jesus and said they have run out of wine.
那耶稣当然知道啊。
And of course Jesus knew.
耶稣告诉他妈妈说我的时候还没有到。
Jesus told his mother my hour has not yet come.
所以他妈妈就告诉那些仆人说等一下耶稣叫你们做什么你们就做什么。
And so the mother told the servants, do whatever Jesus tells you to do.
结果耶稣就叫这些仆人说你们去打水。
And so Jesus told the servants to get water.
把这个门口这六口石缸那个要让客人进来洗脚用的那个石缸把那个水装满。
And to fill up all the water pots used to wash the guests' feet, fill them all up with water.
仆人也没有问说为什么。
And the servants didn't ask him, why are we doing this?
难道还有客人要来吗？
And maybe they can ask, are there more guests coming?
仆人没有没有任何的疑问就照做了。
The servants did it without asking any questions.
那个每一桶石缸可以装两三桶水那不是说这个自来水管一接这个水龙头一开就能够装满没有他们要走到井那一桶一桶打上来再装这个装回石缸如果说一个石缸装三桶三六十八要装十八桶要走十八趟。
And so each water pot is large, so maybe 2-3 buckets full of water, and they don't have a faucet where they can just get water, so they have to walk to the well, so it may take them up to 18 trips to just fill the water pots.
都没有人有问题
And no one had a problem with this.
那好了，打好了
And so they finally fill the water pots.
耶稣接着说，把这个水舀去拿去这个筵席上给那个管筵席的人。
Then Jesus told them, take this water and take it to the master of the feast.
那个仆人就拿去了。
And so their servants just did as they were told.
也没有说为什么。
They didn't ask why.
人家是没有酒你怎么叫我送洗脚水过去
And they made questions saying, Jesus, actually they ran out of wine. Why are you bringing up a water for washing feet?
人家没有酒现在已经急得跟热锅的蚂蚁一样一定这个满肚子都是火那我拿洗脚水去，不是叫我们找骂哀吗
？And that the issue is that they ran out of wine. Everybody's scrambling to try to solve this problem. And I'm here bringing up water for to wash people's feet.
他们这些仆人也没有问，就把水送过去了。
The servants didn't ask a question. They just simply delivered the water.
这个管宴席的拿一喝，这哪里来的白兰地
And so,
哪里来的好酒啊?
The master of the feast took a sip and said, "Oh, where did this good brandy come from? Where did you get this good wine?"
哦，就把新郎找来了。哎，你在搞什么鬼啊?
And so the master of the feast called the groom over and said, "What's going on?"
人家请客啊，都是把那个最好的酒哈、哦、先拿出来呀、啊，啊，等到喝不够啊。勉强那个二锅头、哦、拿出来凑合凑合、啊、你怎么反而把这个好酒留到现在啊
？That most people when they have a banquet, they'll bring out the best wine first. Then when the guests are a little bit drunk, they bring out the second-rate wine. Why did you save the good wine until the end?
哦，这个酒从哪里来的
？Where did you get this wine anyway?
新郎不知道。
The groom had no idea.
哦，这个管筵席的也不晓得啊。
And the master of the feast also didn't know what happened.
只有谁晓得？
Who's the only one that knows?
只有那些仆人知道啊。
It's only the servants who know.
这个是洗脚水啊。
They knew that this is just water they
used for
washing feet. 当然是
干净的呢，不是洗过的。
Of course it's clean, it wasn't used.
但是他们没有看到耶稣啊，哦，说在这个水缸上面啊，天灵灵，地灵灵，哦，变，没有啊。
These servants didn't see Jesus waving their hands in front of the water pot and saying, change.Into wine.
也没有主耶稣啊，说，哎，我先喝一口看看呢，哎，哎，啊，变了，已经变成酒了，哎，你们再送过去。
And they didn't see Jesus taste the wine first and says, "Okay, yes, I confirmed the change into wine. Now you can deliver this up."
哎，从头到尾啊，耶稣啊，哦，只是吩咐说，打水。舀出来送到筵席，就这样而已。
The whole process was just Jesus telling them to get water, then deliver this to the master of the feast.
哦，那就在这个过程当中啊，水就变成酒了。
But somewhere in this process, the water turned into wine.
这个就是信心呐、啊。
And that is faith.
哦，这一个神迹是建立在信心上面的。
And this miracle was built upon the basis of faith.
哦，还有一次。
There was another time.
哦，有十个长大麻风病的人。
There were 10 lepers.
哦，那看到耶稣经过啊，也是在那边啊，耶稣啊，大卫的子孙啊，可怜我们啊，帮助我们。
They saw Jesus passing by and they say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on us."
哦，那耶稣也没有说啊，来过来过来哈、哦啊，哪边呐、啊？啊，手或者、哦、是身体，好，天灵灵，地灵灵。变好了没有嘛
？And so Jesus didn't tell them to come over. Okay, show me the spot that you know that's not good. And then you know wave his hands around that area and say, "Oh, now you're well."
哦，这个旧约圣经哦，这个记载着有一个哈、哦、以色列国当时的敌人亚兰国一个元帅。叫做乃曼将军的。
In the Old Testament, it recorded a commander of Assyria of the Assyrian army called Naaman.
哦，这个乃曼将军呢、啊，他也是长大麻风。
This commander, Naaman, he also was a leper.
哦，虽然呢、啊、他是哦一国的将军呢、啊，但是麻风将军呢、啊、有什么面子？
And so even though he was risen to the rank of commander, but being a leper, he became a nobody.
哦啊，他有一次哦啊，从他所掳来的哈，抓来的这个仆婢哈，口中听到说啊，以色列啊有先知可以治他的麻风病。
One day he heard from a servant girl that he had captured that in the land of Israel there was a prophet.
哦，所以就带着礼物啊，哦，还有这个哈亚兰国王亲笔信哈。就去找以色列国王了。
And so he brought some gifts, also a personal letter from the king of Assyria, to find the king of Israel.
哦，这个以色列国王当时啊，哦，这个是被亚兰国打败的哈、哦，所以看到哇，大将军来了，哦，只好起立正站好。
So the nation of Israel was defeated by the nation of Assyria. So now the commander of Syria came. Everyone stood up straight.
哦，那这个信上写说啊，你要把我这个大将军的麻风病治好。
And so the king of Assyria wrote in his letter to the kingdom, king of Israel that you must heal my commander of his leprosy.
以色列国王一听，我又不是医生，我怎么能治他的病啊？
So when the king of Israel read this, he says, "I'm not a physician. How can I heal him of his illness?"
这是明明啊，这是对方找我麻烦了、啊，找借口来攻打我嘛。
That king of Assyria, he must be finding any excuse to attack me.
哦，那当时这个先知哦叫以利沙，他听到这个事情啊。
And the prophet at that time was Elisha, and he heard about this matter.
哦，他跟国王讲说啊，国王啊，你叫他来找我。
And he told the king of Israel, "Send him to me."
哦、啊，这个大将军呐、啊，哦，乃曼啊，哦，就浩浩荡荡，就是哦，这个车子就开到以利沙先知的家里了。
And so this great commander Naaman took his whole party and went to Elisha's house.
啊，结果以利沙没有自己出来接待哈，却只叫他一个徒弟说啊， 我们老师讲哦，你到那个、啊、那个约旦河、啊、去洗澡洗七次就会好。
And so Elisha didn't even personally come out to see Naaman. He just sent one of his disciple students and telling Naaman to just go wash himself in the river Jordan and then he will be well.
哦，乃曼将军很生气耶。
So this commander Naaman was very angry.
哦，你们的国王看到我啊，不但亲自出来迎接啊，哦，还立正站好，你是什么东西啊？哦，竟然啊，哦。只是找一个小徒弟来打发我啊。
And he thought to himself, the king of Israel even came out to greet me and everyone was on their best behavior. But now I come to look for the prophet, you only sent your servant to send me away.
哦，应该啊，你是亲自来迎接我，在我这个长麻风病的这个上面啊，祷告天灵灵地灵灵变哦，这样才可以啊。
He thought that Elisha should have come personally to see him, see where, you know, what's wrong with him, and then hocus pocus and make it go away.
哦，怎么叫我到你们这个小约旦河去洗澡
？Why did he send me to this tiny river Jordan to take a bath？
要洗澡啊，我们国家多的是啊。
If I just need to take a bath, we have plenty of rivers in my kingdom.
还好当时他有个仆人劝他说啊，说啊，大将军啊，你不要生气啊。
Thank goodness he had a servant who told this commander, don't be angry.
如果先知叫你要去做很困难的事情啊，比如说啊，到喜马拉雅山去摘天山雪莲哦，我看你也是想办法去吧。
And he said to the commander, look, if the prophet had told you to do something really difficult, like go get some rare item from the Himalayan mountains,
为什么这么简单的事你不试试看呢？
Then why can't you just do something that's so simple, that, as he said?
这个南曼想一想也有道理了。
So Naaman thought about it and it made sense.
也许他心里想啊，反正啊，跑得了和尚跑不了庙哈，到时候没有效，我再回来算账还来得及呀。
He was probably thinking to himself, okay, if he were to do this and it didn't work, at least he can come back and look for Elisha.
哦，结果哎，照着先知的话哈，洗澡洗七次，哇，果然麻风病好了，那个皮肤好像这个新生的婴儿一样哦，又咪咪白泡泡哈。
And so he did as the prophet commanded. He went to the river Jordan and bathed 7 times. And when he came out of the water, his skin was like that of a newborn infant.
所以哦，哎，那个十个大麻风的人啊，哦，耶稣也没有在他们身上哦祷告哦来医治他们啊。
And so for the 10 lepers, it's the same way. Jesus did not pray over their sickness.
只是说啊，你们十个人哦。到那个圣殿去啊，去找祭司啊，让他看一看，检查哈，说你们已经好了。
And so he only told the 10 lepers, go show yourselves to the priest and let them see that you are now clean.
这个长麻风病的人哦，他们是要被隔离的，不可以在人群当中的。
The lepers then are segregated. They cannot be among other people.
他们要用布这个蒙着脸哦。
They have to cover their faces with a fabric.
那如果要这个有人经过啊，他们就要警告大家，要喊着不洁净啊，不洁净啊，就让他说哇，这边有长大麻风，赶快离他们远一点。
And should anybody pass by, then they have to shout out unclean, unclean, just so that people know that there's somebody unclean there, and they should go, you know, try to avoid them.
那现在啊，耶稣就竟然叫他们说，你们去找大祭司去看一看哦，你们已经好了。
But now Jesus told them to show themselves to the priest to verify that they have been cleansed.
我明明还是全身都麻风病，就叫我去给大祭司看，说我好了。
They may be looking at their bodies and said, clearly, I still have leprosy. How can I go to the priest to verify that I'm clean?
不但是要我去找骂挨啊，可能还会挨揍啊。
And not only I might be just be a glutton for punishment when I show up there and be yelled at.
结果他们真的就去了。
But they went indeed.
果然哈，当他们到了大祭司那边了，麻风变好了。
And when they got to the priest, truly their leprosy was healed.
他们不是先看到神迹奇事才相信的，是先相信才。这个神的能力神迹奇事才随着上去的。
And so it wasn't that they saw the miracle of their healing that they believed, but that their healing came from their belief and faith.
这个就是信心的力量。
And so that is the power of faith.
所以耶稣啊，要怎么让我们得着心里的安息？
And so how would Jesus give us rest for our souls?
叫我们说到他这里来。
He says to come to him.
那怎么到耶稣那里来？
How do we come to Jesus?
必须要相信有神。
We have to believe that there is a God.
相信耶稣就是神啊。
That believe Jesus is God.
相信耶稣会帮助我们。
Believe that Jesus will help us.
这样我们才能得着心里的安息啊。
Then we can have a rest for our souls.
哦，那第二个。
Oh, second point.
哦，耶稣说要怎么得着心里的安息。
What did Jesus say we can, how we can receive rest for our souls?
说要你们担负我的轭。
He says, take my yoke upon you.
到耶稣这里要得安息，不但要借着信心，说还要负主的轭。
So to go to Jesus to receive rest, not only does it take faith, but it involves taking a yoke.
什么叫做负轭？
What does it mean to take yoke?
古时候的人耕田不是用现在的耕耘机啊，他们是用牛在耕田啊。
Back then, when people till the ground, they don't use a large machinery like today. They use a cattle.
所以这个牛就必须要这个负这个轭才能够拉这个犁才能耕田。
And so an oxen would bear this yoke and to plow the land.
那负轭代表着说要顺从顺服啊。
And so bearing the yoke means to be submissive.
如果这个牛不顺从主人呢、
If the oxen does not follow the command of the master,
却不走他不走就待在那边，他怎么能犁田？
If the master says ready go and he's still standing there, then how can the field be plowed?
或者是向左转他给你向右转
And if the master says turn left and he turns right,
向右转他给你向左转这个就不行了。
Or if the master says turn right and he turns left, then none of this works.
那个田犁起来就变成 S 型的。
Then the ground will be tilled in an S shape.
所以牛要顺服主人才能够负轭，才能够犁田。
And so the oxen must follow the master to be able to till that land.
那今天呢、耶稣叫我们、要我们说能够得安息就必须要负他的轭。
And so Lord Jesus says, for us to receive rest, we must take upon a yoke.
我们或许会觉得说，哇，那主的轭一定很难负
And we may think to ourselves, oh, the Lord's yoke must be really hard to take upon.
但是耶稣在这边说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
But Lord Jesus says, but my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
或许有人会觉得信耶稣好难呢。
Some people think that it's a difficult thing to believe in Jesus Christ.
这个也不能做，那个也不能做。
You can't do this, you can't do that.
我不能去蹦恰恰。也不能够去打八圈
I can't go dancing. I can't go dancing, and I can't.
也不能够冒烟熊猫牌的
And I can't go smoking.
这基督徒毫不自由
It's there's no freedom when you are a Christian.
这个我不敢，我不敢，这个轭太重了。
And so you may say, oh, this is not for me. This is too heavy of a yoke to bear.
其实这个不是那个不是福气，也不是自由，那个反而是重担。
And so this is neither a blessing or a freedom for you. It's become a heavy burden.
你看那个那个抽烟的人他不能不抽
We see the smokers, they can't.Be without, they cannot not smoke.
坐立难安好像有蚂蚁在咬他。
There's fidgeting. It seems like ants are all over crawling their bodies. They can't sit still.
又是打哈欠，又流鼻涕，又流眼泪，好痛苦啊。
They might be yawning simultaneously with a runny nose or tears coming out their eyes.
哪里有自由？
Where is the freedom in that?
那些比如说酗酒啦，赌博啊，那个都不是不是自由，也不是快乐啊。
And so those who indulge in drinking or heavy gambling, that is not happiness either.
所以我们想想看信耶稣才是真正得自由啦。
And so if we think about it, it is through Christ that we have true freedom.
那也许有人会觉得说我如果去信耶稣可能我这个我的家族我的家庭会给我压力。
Some people may think that if I believe in Lord Jesus, then I may get a lot of stress or pressure from my family.
我们都是中国人嘛，
All of us are Chinese.
中国人很重视这个追本溯源就是重视我们的祖先这个孝道等等。
Chinese really look heavily upon our ancestry and being a filial sons and daughters.
哦，那如果我信了耶稣啊，我就不能够祭拜祖先了。
If I come and believe in Lord Jesus, then I cannot worship my ancestors.
哇，那这个还得了啊！我不是被我这亲戚朋友啊，宗族啊，这个骂死才怪啊！
Then I'm really in for it from my family.
哦，其实哦，基督徒哦。不是不祭拜祖先，基督徒也拜祖先呢。
And so as Christians, it's not true that we don't worship ancestors. We also worship ancestors.
只不过我们敬拜的方式不一样而已啊。
It's just that the way we worship them is different.
而且基督徒哦，拜祖先啊，更彻底。
And Jesus, I mean, Christians are even more thorough worshippers of ancestors.
一般人拜祖先顶多拜三代了啊。
Most people worship ancestors up to three generations.
虽然嘴巴讲说历代列祖列宗，
even though when they're worshiping, they may say, all ancestors through my history.
哦，那你不一定知道说到底几代啊。
And but you actually have no idea how many generations of ancestors you have.
哦，根据这个民间传统的信仰哦，祖宗不是都投胎转世去了吗
？And isn't based on the national religion that usually they are already reincarnated, your ancestors?
那到底我们在拜谁？
And so who exactly are we worshiping?
不是都投胎转世的？
Is they all been reincarnated already?
另外都搭别的车子走了，那你到底在拜谁？
So they've already assumed other forms already, so who exactly are you worshiping?
这个也是蛮矛盾的一件事情哦。
So it's something that's quite contradictory.
好了，那就算如果说祖宗哦，通通回来哦，来享用我们所拜的这些供物哈，那哪够他们吃啊？那么多人。
So let's just assume that all the ancestors do come back and eat of the food that you're offering. Then there's no way that you've prepared enough food for all of them.
小弟曾经遇过一个朋友啊。
Once I had a friend.
哦，他在这个祖先的供桌上哈，摆一张信用卡。
He put on the table for the ancestors a credit card.
我说，哎，你怎么信用卡乱丢？万一被人家盗刷怎么办？
I said, how come you're so careless with where you put your credit card? What if someone steals and uses it?
他说那个是给祖先用的。
He says, oh, I put that there for my ancestors.
我第一次听说哈，拜拜用信用卡。
That's the first time I saw someone putting a credit card on the altar for the ancestors.
他说因为以前都是用饼干啊水果，但是经常放没几天就发霉了。
He said that in the past he would put cookies or some fruits, but a few days later they would grow mold and go bad.
哦，后来我想就那干脆就放$20呐、啊。
And then
那祖先自己去买好了。
And I thought, oh, I'll just put a $20 bill, and the ancestors can shop for themselves.
有一次我的三五好友来啊，我们在那边聚餐哈、这个，那我一个朋友说啊，你怎么只放$20？如果啊，这个祖先呢、像我们一样，三五好友一来啊，一桌至少$100啊，那。你$20要干什么？
And so a few of his friends came over one day and said, "Oh, how come you only put $20? What if they have their friends over? Just like when we eat together, it's at least $100."
哦，所以我想想也有道理耶。
And so he thought about it and said, "That makes sense."
所以干脆就放信用卡，好看祖先爱怎么刷就怎么刷嘛。
So at the end, he put the credit card, so you know the ancestors can spend it however they want.
哎，我很好奇，我真的，我拿起来看 ，Bank of Heaven。天国银行，这哪里有这一家银行啊
？And so I was very curious. I picked up the credit card and it says Bank of Heaven. I said, "Where in the world did you find this bank?"
哎，他偷偷跟我讲，假的啦。
And he whispered to me, "Oh, it's fake."
我说你连祖先都敢骗啊
？And I said, "You dare cheat your or lie to your ancestors?"
他说谁晓得有没有
？And he says, "Oh, who knows if it's real or not?"
那没有你怎么在拜？
And I said, if you don't believe in it, then why do you worship them?
大家都这样做啊。
And he says, well, because everybody does it.
哦，大家都跟哈，大家做都跟着做。我看这都是一般人哈，通常都是这样子哈。
So people often follow one another to do things.
但基督徒拜祖先就不是这样了。
But Christians don't worship ancestors like that.
哦，基督徒拜祖先拜到源头去了。
Christians worship ancestors from the beginning.
哦，人的哦，人的人都是哦，这个人生父母养哦， 那所以啊，可以一代一代往上推，那推到最上面呢、啊，有一定有一个源头。
And so for every child, there's a parent. If you were to continue to go all the way back, there's a the original parent.
哦，那这个源头从圣经知道、哦、就是亚当夏娃始祖了。
We know that the original ancestors, if you go all the way back, is Adam and Eve.
哦，那这亚当夏娃是谁的儿子
？And who is a parent of Adam and Eve?
圣经告诉我们说，亚当是神的儿子。
The Bible says that Adam was a son of God.
哦，所以哦，今天呢、啊，我们基督徒拜源头啊，拜到神本身去了。
And so Christians today we worship all the way up our ancestry to God.
哦，这个才对了哦。
And so that would be right thing to do.
哎，所以基督徒才是真正在拜祖先呢。
And so Christians truly worship their ancestors.
哦，我们用心灵、用诚实，把祖先美好的德性、行义。告诉后代的子孙来效法。
Using our spirit and truth, we tell our next generation, the good deeds and the spiritual qualities of our ancestors.
哦，总比啊，大家哈、哦、在一起哈、哦，假借说哈、哦、这个扫墓哈、哦、啊祭祖的名义啊，吃吃喝喝，顺便摸八圈来得好了、
哦。It's better than people who use the name of worshiping ancestry to maybe get together for a meal or to play some games.
哦，啊，所以主耶稣说啊。他的担子是轻省的。
And so Jesus says his yoke is easy and burden light.
不论是从传统来的观念压力。
And regardless if your burden comes from traditional thoughts.
或者是一些不是正当的嗜好这个娱乐。
Or some not appropriate leisure or pleasure activities.
主耶稣要我们负轭，而且这个是轻省的啦。
And Jesus wants to take up a yoke that is easy.
我们不要怕、哦、不要怕信耶稣要付的代价。
So we shouldn't be afraid of the price it takes to believe in Christ.
那这样我们就能够心里得安息了、
And then we can receive rest in our souls.
那再来，就说要学主的样式。
And then it says to learn from Jesus.
要得到心里的安息、除了到主面前来、就是用信心，还有负主的轭顺服之外。
And so to come to have rest, other than coming to Jesus with faith and to take up this yoke.
再来就是要学主的样式。
Next, it is to learn from Jesus.
到底要学耶稣什么？
So what are we supposed to learn from him?
之前耶稣说我的心里柔和谦卑。
Jesus says, I am gentle and lowly in heart.
那我们要学主的柔和跟谦卑。
So we need to learn to be gentle and lowly like Jesus.
什么是柔和？
What does it mean to be gentle?
柔和让我们直接想到就是包容了， 就是接纳。
When we think about gentleness, we may think acceptance, a heart of forbearance.
不再像以前一样我们存在着对人事物的主观先入为主的这个成见跟偏见。
And we will not look at people through the colors of our prejudice or bias or our own the way of thinking.
我们上一节谈到说人际关系来的压力。
Last session we talked about the pressures from our relationships with others.
有时候就是因为我们先入为主的主观跟偏见。就是我们用自己的成见跟偏见在看人事物
Often these pressures come about because of the way we use ourselves as a starting point to look at others and other things.
人很主观
People are often very can only think from based on themselves.
这个看到这个留两撇胡子的这个一定是艺术家。
If you see someone with a mustache, you may say, "Oh, they must be an artist."
看到被狗汪汪汪的人这个一定是小偷。
If you see a dog barking at someone, you may say, "Oh, that person must be a thief."
有一个青年呢、这个坐在火车上面。
There's a youth who was on a train.
他没有带手表。
He forgot to bring his watch.
所以他就问旁边那个老先生啊。
So he asked the gentleman next to him.
老伯伯啊，你能不能告诉我现在几点啊
？He said, "Sir, can you tell me what time it is?"
老伯伯看看这个年轻人。
This gentleman looked at this young person.
就不理他。
And ignored him.
这个年轻人以为老伯伯耳朵比较重所以又很大声说：“老伯伯啊，现在几点？能不能告诉我？”
And so this young person thought that this gentleman's a bit old, so maybe he's hard of hearing. So he said louder, "Sir, can you tell me what time it is?"
这个老伯还是看看他，也不理他。
So this person, old man, looked at the young person and still ignored him.
就这样一站一站的过来。
And so this went on stop after stop.
到了 哦，这个快到终点站了。
Until they almost came to the Union Station.
老伯伯要下车了。
Station, 哦、and the old man was about to get off.
哦，要下车之前就告诉这个年轻人。
As he was getting off, he told this young man.
年轻人。
Young man.
为什么我不告诉你啊？ Why, 现在几点钟
？Why do I not tell you what time it is?
因为照着、哦、我们的这个传统跟规矩啊。
Because according to my tradition and how we do things.
哦，我啊，只要回答你啊，就会跟你聊天呐、啊。
If I answer you, then we'll start to have, we have to start chatting.
哦，然后啊，我就会邀请你到我家做客。
Then I have to invite you over as a guest at my house.
那我有一个女儿很漂亮，跟你年纪差不多。
I have a daughter who's very beautiful, who happens to be around your age.
那你们两个一定会相爱。
Then both of you will surely just fall in love.
哦，那我女儿会嫁给你。
Then my daughter is going to be married to you.
哦，但是啊，为什么我要把一个女儿嫁给一个连手表都买不起的年轻人？
But why should I give my daughter's hand over to a person who can't even afford a watch?
哦，所以我为什么不回答你的原因就是这样。
And so that is the reason why I refuse to tell you the time.
老伯就下车了。
And with that, the old gentleman went off the train.
现在这个年轻人啊，满头雾水啊，老伯到底在讲什么啊？怎么我会爱上他女儿？怎么会结婚？莫名其妙。
So this young man was just shocked, you know.What in the world is this man thinking that I'm going to love his, you know, fall in love with his daughter and then someday get married?
哦，这就是先入为主啊。
And so this gentleman, this is what it means to, you know, think of something based on your own perspective.
我们经常有很多这种先入为主的成见偏见。
And many times we think about things this way, using our own prejudices or our way of thinking.
哦，看到白人哦，在公园里头晒太阳，哇，美国人真懂得享受啊。
We see a Caucasian person maybe sunning themselves in the park, and we may think to ourselves, oh, these white people really know how to enjoy themselves.
哦，看到黑人在那边晒太阳，说。啊，美国的经济真差，你看那么多人没工作、啊。
If we see an African American sunning themselves in the park, we may say, "Wow, the economy in U.S. really tanked. These people can't find a job."
哦，这个也是一种成见偏见哦。
So that is a prejudice or stereotype.
啊，这个就会带给我们人际关系的压力。
And this can cause a lot of stress in our relationships with others.
哦，所以耶稣说啊，要效法他的温柔。
And so Jesus says we have to learn from him and be gentle.
哦，就是要包容接纳。
Meaning we have to bear with one another and be accepting.
哦，再来就是谦卑哈，要效法耶稣的谦卑。
Then we also have to learn from Jesus and be lowly in heart.
哦，那谦卑让我们想到的是什么
？What do we think of when we think of being lowly in heart？
谦卑让我们想到的就是饶恕的问题。
Being lowly in heart or humble means touches on forgiveness.
哎，有时候人跟人之间相处难免会有摩擦，会有哦这个争执的地方。
Inevitably, when we have a relationship with one another, there's times that there are frictions and conflict.
哦，那但是的，如果我们能够互相的饶恕对方啊。
But if we can learn to forgive one another.
哦，这个啊，好了，算了算了，不要计较了。
And just say, you know, it's okay. Let's not quarrel about this
anymore. 那要怎么算呢？哦，就是自己要谦卑嘛。
And how do you say, how are you able to say forget about it? It means that you have to have a lowly heart.
好啦，算我不对啦，我跟你对不起好不好？
You may say, okay, let's just say it's my fault. I apologize.
那就一番让步了，那就有台阶下来的哦。
And so you take a step back, allow the person to have a place to go.
啊，有时候哦，这个人的摩擦有可能在于互相的不了解。
Sometimes a friction arises when people misunderstand each other.
哦，有一对老夫妻呀、啊，哦，结婚哈、哦、啊，六十年了。
There's an old married couple, married for 60 years.
哦，那接受哦这个市长的颁奖哦，模范夫妻。
And they got an award from the city, the mayor that they are a model couple.
我们这节到几点？我不要超过时间。
What time does this class end? I don't want to go over time.
到四十分钟。
Until 4:40。
还有十分钟。
So we still have 10 minutes.
OK， 哎，好，那这个先生跟太太回到家里哈，啊，这先生跟以往一样哈，哎，帮太太准备这个哈，啊，下午的点心呢。
And so this couple went home, and this husband, as usual, prepared some afternoon snacks for his wife.
好，照往例一样哈，啊，把这个吐司面包哈，最外面那两块哈。面包皮啊， 给了他太太。
And as usual, he gives the ends of the loaf of bread, the two ends, to his wife.
哇，他太太啊，一看到就哭了。
And when his wife saw what he prepared, she cried.
哦，我啊，跟着你哦，这个结婚六十年了，你为我吃六十年的面包皮。今天我们结婚六十年了，你还是给我吃面包皮啊。
And she says, for 60 years in our marriage, you always give me the ends of the loaf. And even today, it is our 60th anniversary, you still give me the ends, the skin of the loaf.
哦，他先生看他太太一哭啊，哭得太莫名其妙。
And so the husband saw his wife cried, and he was puzzled.
啊，原来你不喜欢面包皮啊。
And he said, "Oh, did you not like the ends of the loaf of bread?"
那是我最喜欢的。
He said, "Oh, those are my favorite."
多有嚼劲啊。
It is chewier.
而且一条面包就只有两片呢，我舍不得吃哎。
And there are only two pieces in a whole loaf of bread that I don't even dare, you know, I can't even bear to eat it myself.
哎，都给你吃啊，怎么你？哦，原来你不喜欢啊。
So I save it for you, and I just found out you didn't like it.
好。哎，很多时候我们会用我们自己的想法套在人家的身上。
Sometimes we may put our own way of thinking and think that other people must think the same.
有一只小白兔啊，去钓鱼了。
There is a small white rabbit that went fishing.
好，第一天钓不到鱼回家，第二天再去还是钓不到鱼又回家。
First day went out, tried to catch a fish, did not catch any. Second day went out again and still didn't catch any fish.
哦，第三天再去啊。
He went out again for the third day.
哎，这鱼在那边等他了。
So the fish was there waiting for him.
鱼很生气跟小白兔讲。
The fish was angry and told this little white rabbit.
你今天啊，如果还胆敢用红萝卜来当钓饵，我跟你翻脸。
He says, if you dare again to use a carrot as a bait, then I'm going to be upset.
小白兔以为说鱼跟他一样最喜欢红萝卜。
This rabbit thought that the fish must be just like him and love to eat carrots.
所以我们人都是用自己的想法哦。在看对方。
And so as humans, we always think of others based on what we're thinking.
哦，当然就有摩擦了。
Then of course some friction arises.
哦，一对年轻的夫妻啊，吵架了。
There's a young married couple who got in a fight.
哦，跑去找传道了。
They came to seek the pastor's help.
哦，传道听一听两边讲的话。
And so the pastor listened to both sides of the story.
就带他们这个到一个镜子旁边。
And then he brought them to a mirror.
问他们说你们看到什么？
And he asked them, what do you see in the mirror?
说看到自己啊。
And he said, and they said, myself.
好，那你们再到旁边，对着一个窗子。
And then the pastor says, okay, now go by the window.
你看到什么？
What do you see?
看到外面的风景啊。
And they said, oh, I see the scenery outside.
传道人就说对了。
And the pastor says, that's right.
你们两个哦。就是像镜子一样，彼此挑对方的毛病。
And he says that the two of you are like mirrors to each other, always picking on each other's faults.
所以看不到对方的好。
You can't see the good in the other.
所以你们应该要像窗户一样哦。
So you should be like a window instead.
这样你才能够看到窗户外面的风景多漂亮啊。
Then you can appreciate how beautiful the scenery is outside the window.
人也是这样啊，用自己的想法在彼此要求。
And humans, we often require of others based on what we think.
所以唯有我们谦卑。
And so only if we are humble and lowly in heart.
承认说每个人都有他的特殊不同的独特性。
And admit that everyone has their specialties.
彼此互相的尊重。
And to honor and respect one another.
我们就能够拥有良好的人际关系啊。
Then we can have great relationships.
所以耶稣叫我们说要得安息的方法。
And so Jesus taught us the way to receive rest.
到主面前借着相信。
Is to come to Jesus with faith.
那父主的轭借着我们的顺服。
And to take his yoke with a heart of submission.
效法主的样式，借着这个包容跟饶恕。
And to learn from him through acceptance and forgiveness.
那我们就能够拥有心里头的安息了。
Then we can find rest for our souls.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
And we ask the Lord Jesus to help us.
让我们都能够真正的从主耶稣那边得着心里的安息。
So that we can all find the rest for our souls from the Lord Jesus.
不管我们生活再怎么忙碌。
It doesn't matter how busy our lives may be.
周遭啊，再怎么样的混乱。
And how chaotic everything may seem to be.
心里的安息会给我们力量的。
The rest in our souls will bring us strength.
让我们能够胜过我们生活的压力、人际的压力。
So that we can overcome the burdens, pressures of our life and from others.
那我们这一节就跟大家一起学习到这里。
And so this concludes our sharing for this session.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads in silent prayer.
阿门。